Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What a bombshell of a message. As a mother, how do I talk to my son and convince him not to participate in this school talent show?
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Well, Carrie wrote us, and I got to tell you, it's a pretty good message. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I love listening to you guys in the morning, and I thought I would write in for Parental Confidential. So my dilemma currently is trying to explain my situation without feeling like a horrible mom. My autistic 13-year-old son has been talked into participating in the school talent show by his peers, which is great. However, he's supposed to sing. He's not a singer. He's tone deaf and has been talked into singing this song on stage. When he sings, it's just really, really bad.
Uh-oh.
I do want to be supportive. I want to encourage him to try new things, but I'm afraid he's going to be seriously embarrassed by everyone if he sings in this talent show. I don't quite know how to convince him not to go through with it without sounding like a terrible parent. I just don't want him laughed at on stage. Does anyone have any advice? Please help. Thanks. This is my own two cents, but you can't protect your kid forever because you think the world is going to be cruel or unkind to him. He's going to have plenty of time for that. Right. I think this is his chance to shine. And if he's confident enough to go on stage in front of his peers, just let him do
it. I agree with that.
Don't take that don't take that away from him.
Yeah, and also, like, here's the situation. I just feel like at least the school that I went to and communities and things of that nature, they always rally behind anybody who shows the confidence and the willingness to get up there, disability or not.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So
let him do it.
I think you're looking into it too deeply. And I think that, yeah, I'm sure there will be a couple people that are mean and rude and pointing and laughing or behind his back or whatever the case may be. But for the majority, I really do feel like it would be a positive experience, not only for him, but for the school as well.
What do you guys think? 585-252-9800. You can call us or text us. It's Parental Confidential on PXY. And Tina is saying, just let him go. He's not going to be hurting anyone. He's having fun. I think you convincing him to not do it is going to backfire on you. This is his one shot to shine. Well, I don't know if it's his one shot. I mean, but yeah, it's an opportunity to shine. Sure. I don't think, has anyone ever been to a third grade, fourth grade talent show?
Right.
There is no talent involved in
it
whatsoever.
Not like he's like performing in the high school musical. Like, you know what I mean?
What did you do for your talent show?
We didn't have a talent show.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay.
Or we did and I didn't do it. I don't know.
I was going to ask you what your talent was. I played the spoons on stage.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me whatsoever. It's pretty on brand for you.
Two spoons.
I got a ticket. Did you get a cop out too?
I had two spoons and I'd hit them on my knee.
What? Remember like 5 minutes ago when you're like, I can't believe people who are brain dead have jobs.
Yeah,
it's literally us.
Chris says there's not going to be any talent at this talent show. It's really just a creativity fest. I wouldn't sweat it. Let your kid do the talent show. Another person. Let's go over to our friend Joe here. What's up, Moose and Breezy? Good morning. Tell this mom to let her son do the show. I think it's great you want to try new things, but how about we wait? No, he's saying don't do it. Oh, God. I read that wrong. tell your son, hey, I think it's great you want to try new things, but how about we wait until you improve your singing? Sometimes it can get scary being on stage in front of all those people. So let's practice more before you decide to do that.
Okay, this person weighing in, great, great, great idea. Be supportive and encourage him to perform. I work at Cobblestone Arts Center in Farmington, and we base our program on arts. I see people every day with autism perform, and they absolutely shine. Do not take that away from him, especially if it's something he enjoys. Our mission is to help those with disabilities through arts, and their art in and there is art in every heart. Please, 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 do not keep him from doing this. He has every right to participate just like any other child would.
Yeah, and Carrie, I know you're listening right now because we spoke about what time we're doing this, and a lot of people weighing in right now are saying, hey, don't take this away from him. Hey, you never know. He may resent you. Hey, good morning, guys. I absolutely hear where this mom is coming from. You are wanting to protect him, but your child will have lots of opportunities out in the world to hear criticism on all their imperfections. They do not need to hear it from their own parent. You are supposed to be their safe place to land. My vote is to absolutely let your son participate in the talent show. Lauren says, not sure if this mom has ever been to an elementary talent show before, but yeah, like Moose said, the word talent shouldn't even be involved in the title. Let your kid participate if that's what he wants. At the end of the day, it's just for fun.
Yeah, this person says, talent shows are supposed to be for fun. Let him do it. I'm sure he won't be the only one that will have mishaps on stage.
There is actually a lot of talent when it comes to playing the spoons. It's not easy.
Whatever you have to tell yourself to stop the tears.
I thought I crushed it.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure there's video of it as well. Dad, record it.
I'll leave it with
record
this.
Record it for my YouTube channel.
Hey, good morning. If you want your kids to stop quitting things they aren't good at, maybe don't encourage them to quit things they're excited about.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Well said. Carrie, I think we're all in agreement here. Let me get my gavel. You got to let your kid participate in the show. What's the worst that could happen? It's a talent show. He's young. Let him do it. Whether he's autistic or not, it shouldn't matter. All right. Thanks, guys, for the messages on this one. Hey, if you have a kid that's dying to shine, let him do it.
And let that little light shine.
Yeah, don't burn their candle.
Period.
What's the saying? Don't blow my... Nope. Whatever. 98 PXY.